Andrew Michaud, good to have you along for the conversation. You know, time to take a break and talk about the treasures you may have in your possession. Maybe you don't even know it. Tom Colson, Liberty Coin Service, joining me once again here on the program. Tom, good to see you as always.
Good morning, Steve. Good to see you.
Always a pleasure. All right, I want to start with, you know, with the economy just topsy-turvy. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, people are looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They're looking at their investments. They're looking at real estate. They got whiplash. And then they, of course, look at gas prices and everything else. A lot of things going on. So the commodities that I have to ask you about every time, because it's a gauge of what's happening out there, gold, silver, precious metals, your area of expertise. What do you see happening right now?
Well, it's interesting. Demand has been a little bit muted over the last few weeks, ever since the rate increase. So I think people are kind of trying to figure out what to do next. Gold is holding steady. It bottomed out at around $1,800 an ounce a few weeks ago. It's starting to work its way back up at right around $1,850 right now. Silver, just a little under $22 an ounce at the moment. But I think people that have bought gold and silver earlier in the year are pretty happy that they did so. When you look at the major indices, you've got the Dow Jones down about 15%. You got the NASDAQ down close to 30%. Cryptocurrencies got trashed pretty well over the last few months as well, but gold is up slightly on the year. So it's a good illustration of how gold can protect your wealth in times when other assets are being roiled.
I think you touched on something important there. Cryptocurrency is just out there in the ether somewhere. I don't, you know, people that like to touch something and have something tangible in their hands, gold, silver, you can touch it, you can feel it, you know that it's real. Crypto. Yeah, people got hurt pretty badly in that. But you look at things like inflation. People are concerned. People don't know where it's going. And I think I want you to weigh in a little bit more on what you said about the Fed raised the interest rates. And so that might temper inflation some. But it's not under control yet based on my travels by the gas station, right?
It certainly isn't by that. I just had a discussion yesterday about purchasing a new generator. And I bought one last year, and it prices are nearly double what they were in the last course of the year. So all kinds of assets are still being way inflated over prices in the last year or so. So, I mean, we're seeing prices out of control still.
All right. And so for folks that are joining us, coins at SteveGruber.com, coins at SteveGruber.com. If you have something that you've picked up along the way, maybe you inherited it, bought it at a yard sale or a flea market, whatever it might be, and you've got it in a drawer and you're like, you know, I bought this old coin or I got this old bit of currency. What is it? Is it cool? Send it to coins at SteveGruber.com. And our good friend Tom Colson here from Liberty Coin Service. He's pretty good at weighing in on different things of memorabilia, whether it's a coin or other currency. In fact, I want to start with some currencies here that are foreign paper currencies, things that are unusual to me, Tom, but probably not to you. So we'll start with this first bill. It's got a couple of nice ladies on it. It's got some script of a currency I'm not familiar with. What am I looking at?
Well, that's a 1 yuan note from China. It's currently kind of a spendable note there. It has a value of about 15 cents if you're over in China to spend it. We actually do some foreign exchange business here at the store, and when you could still travel to China, we would sell a lot of notes like that.
So traveling to China, not as easy as it once was. You know, you look at the back of the bill as well. 1 yuan, I guess the date on it is 1996. Doesn't make a lot of difference. It's common currency in China right now is what you're telling me.
Yes.
All right. The next one, also from Asia. Again, I'm looking at this. I don't read Chinese. I don't read Korean. I don't read Japanese. Tom, you're going to help me out.
Yep, that's also a Chinese note. That's a 10 yuan note. So just a larger size denomination of the earlier note. That one has currently a value of about $1.50 or so in China.
All right. And the same, we can see the back of this note. I don't know, actually know which front is back. Maybe the front is the gentleman that are on the front or on the back. There you have it. As your 1 yuan. All right. So we move on to Chairman Mao, I believe, is who this is on this 10 yuan note. I'm going to guess it's another Chinese note here coming up on 3A. There he is.
Yep.
Is that who? It's Chairman Mao, right?
Yep, that's Chairman Mao. And again, another 10 yuan note, another note that you might see in circulation there in China as well.
And then we've got a 20 yuan note. I guess what I would ask you is this. When we look at Chinese currency like this, Tom, whether it's 1, 5, 10, 20, whatever it might be. Are there collectible bits of Chinese coins or paper money that has value that's more than just its face value?
There are. The Chinese coin market is actually very strong in the domestic market there. So particularly a lot of the Chinese coins, and particularly a lot of the more modern coins like the Panda series that has been produced since 1982, is very popular, and a lot of those bring very high prices.
Well, there you go. All right, so as you're looking out there, besides the idea of buying gold and silver, which you talk about a fair amount, are there things out there in coin collecting or the collecting of paper money like this, things that are showing a real appreciation right now, things that you're kind of keeping your eye on?
Yeah, the coin market for collector coins is still very strong. Prices have been going up even faster than the metals in some areas, particularly dollars. I've been very surprised at how high those have gotten over the last year and a half.
Right. What about other things? Because I tell people you're an expert because, well, you're an expert. That's why I tell them that. Whether it be baseball cards or a thousand other things that people can collect, are there other things? Are collectibles strong right now? Are they weak? I mean, I don't know what happens to collectible markets when the market gets unpredictable like it is now.
In general, I'd say that's true for any kind of tangible asset that you can hold. People want to buy them right now. I don't know a ton about the baseball card market, but I know that was very strong last year. As an illustration of that, the professional grading service that grades a lot of these cards has a one-year backlog of cards to grade. That
Wow.
shows you how much demand there is for that kind of product at this time.
Again, hang on to something tangible, because if inflation comes along, again, that $20 gold piece from 100 years ago, it's going to treat you right. That $20 bill from 100 years ago probably wouldn't do much for you. Tom Colson from Liberty Coin Service, always appreciate you being here. Always an education. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
I'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.